Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting second, the second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third, the DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Greg Norton. Batting eighth, the catcher, Chad Kreuter. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Mike Caruso. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second, the shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third, the DH, David Justice. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth, the catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Shawn Dunston. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chad Ogea. And now, play ball. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cameron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dunston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lofton strikes out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. David Justice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Justice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vizquel moves to third. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez strikes out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Thome hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Thome reaches second base with a double. Vizquel scores. Justice goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ordonez hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Norton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. the Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunston hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel bunts towards the mound. Baldwin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lofton moves to second. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Justice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Justice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kreuter bunts towards the mound. Ogia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Caruso bunts towards the mound. Ogia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Caruso moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thome strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Giles moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dunston is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunston hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Giles tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Indians. Tom Fordham now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball four. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunston fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Justice is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Justice hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive beyond first. Norton can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thome hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Norton is 0 for 1 in the game. Norton hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Norton reaches second base with a double. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 1 in the game. Kreuter hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Caruso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Caruso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a line drive beyond second. Dunston can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Norton scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. Cameron bunts towards the mound. Ogia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Caruso moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Caruso moves to third. Cameron moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Caruso scores. Cameron moves to third. Durham moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Jose Mesa now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Giles strikes out. 2 outs. Travis Freiman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Freiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Freiman takes first base on ball 4. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive towards right. Ramirez chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Ramirez. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ventura moves to third. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Norton strikes out. 1 out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kreuter is 0-for-2 in the game. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ventura scores. Ordonez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Indians. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Caruso is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunston misplays the ball. That's an error on Dunston. Ordonez scores. Kreuter moves to third. Caruso moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Indians. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a line drive beyond second. Dunston can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kreuter scores. Caruso scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-6, Indians. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Cameron moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Durham bunts towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Justice strikes out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell strikes out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura strikes out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ordonez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fordham fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a pop-up beyond first. Norton can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Brian Giles, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Giles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Keith Folk now pitching. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alomar moves to third. Giles moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell throws the ball into Ventura, who relays the ball to Durham, who tags Fryman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Alomar scores. Giles scores. 2 outs. It's 9-6, Indians. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dunston is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dunston hits a pop-up towards first. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. David Bell now playing second base. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Norton strikes out. 1 out. Chris Snopek pinch hits for Chad Kreuter. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Abbott pinch hits for Mike Caruso. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Todd Rizzo now pitching. Charlie O'Brien now catching. Chris Snopek now playing shortstop. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snopek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Lofton moves to second. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Justice is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Justice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Justice reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. Vizquel moves to third. It's 10-6, Indians. Carlos Castillo now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. Justice moves to third. It's 11-6, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thome hits a line drive off the glove of Norton, and into shallow right field. Thome reaches second base with a double. Justice scores. Ramirez moves to third. It's 12-6, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ramirez tags and scores. Thome tags and moves to third. One out. It's 13-6, Indians. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Giles hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thome tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 14-6, Indians. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Jeff Branson now playing second base. David Bell now playing shortstop. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cameron strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Durham hits a line drive off the glove of Thome, and into shallow right field. Durham reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-4 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.